You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to the Law of Attraction on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I'm so glad you're here. I am glad that we have a chance this week to talk about something that is very close to my heart and something that I just had the opportunity to teach. I offer a free 5-day live training session, and I love the subjects and the topics that I teach, but one of them particularly touches my heart, and it is about something that I think we need to keep in mind the next couple of weeks. Keep close to us, know the power that we have in this, and really, really understand how important it is. And that is that we need to choose faith over fear. You know, they are both emotions. They are both choices. We don't seem to always think that. But they both demand that we believe in something that we cannot see. In the next couple of weeks, we need to have faith that everything is going to be okay, and we are not going to give in to fear, fear of the unknown, fear of our using an imagination for things that we have no idea what's going to happen. We are going to stand in faith, and we are going to stand together in love. And I want to invite you to listen to one of my trainings. I think it's really important at this time in our lives and at this time in our culture and in our future that we understand this. So I am inviting you to just sit back and listen to a training that I had about choosing faith over fear. So we will be right back, and I want you to listen to this. Hey, this is Paula Casey. Real quick, I want to share a couple of things with you. I have a great Facebook group. It's called Your Success Formula. In a couple weeks, we are going to be doing another training of all of my best information. And it is free. It is 5 days of training. It is going to take you from where you are to where you want to be as far as making a decision to be successful in your life and getting the tools that you need to be successful. So go to Facebook, Your Success Formula, and join my Facebook group. Woohoo, I would love to have you. And also, I want to remind you, go to Amazon and get my book, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction. It's a great book, and it will really help you take your life to the next level. Thank you. This is Paula Casey. Hello. Woohoo. How is everybody? I should do my hair before I get on. I'm excited you're here. This is one of my very favorite lessons. I'm going to tell you all my lessons are my favorite lessons, but this is one of my very favorite lessons. See, I can't even tell you which side of my hair needs to do something. Okay, how is everybody? I'm absolutely loving the cups and the signs that people are putting up. So keep putting that up, especially if you're on your replay. Take a picture of your coffee cup. Unless you went to K-State, which is a rival of KU, which is where I went. But you can still put that up. Anything that makes you happy in the morning, and your signs. I'm loving the signs. I'm loving the pictures that you guys have at your house. So whatever makes us happy, right? I want you to put that on your success formula, because we're going to do that. So today we're going to do something else that makes us happy. And my husband is bringing in what makes us happy. This is my fur baby. This is Louie, who is not a happy camper. Okay, I want everybody to give me a picture of your fur baby. Put that on your comfort, your success formula, not the one that jumps away from me. So Louie was picked out for me by my grandsons, and they already knew his name was Louie. I was putting Weston down, who's my 5-year-old grandson, and he said, "Grandma, you need a cat named Louie." So we went to the Humane Society, And we found Louie about 2.5 years ago. And the grandkids have not seen Louie since because Louie's real skittish. Now, Louie loves Mike, and Louie kind of puts up with me. But I want you guys to put your fur babies up because I know some of you love your fur babies. And I want to see them, and I want to see things that bring you joy. Because one of the things we're going to talk about, number one, an emotion is really just a decision, right? So if you want to get in a better feeling thought, and I want to tell you that we just put up the emotional spiral on your success formula. So it is on your success formula. And it is a spiral of how all of the vibrational frequencies of emotion are attached. And it goes from despondent to despair. It goes all the way up. Hi, Chiquetta Thompson. How are you? Hi, Lou. Oh, Kim. Okay, I talked to Kim. I'm so excited. So I'm glad everybody's here. Anyway, it's a great thing to look at because it helps you go up the spiral, the emotional spiral. So if you're kind of feeling frustrated, you're going to say, what could I feel? What's a better feeling thought? Because it's very hard to go from frustrated to woohoo, bliss, but you can go from frustrated to hope. So it's a great tool. It's on your success formula. But one thing you can always do to make yourself feel better is music is a huge thing that makes your vibration, because it's a frequency. Turn on music. Turn on something that's soothing and beautiful. And petting an animal, having some kind of an animal, because their vibration is pretty pure and innocent. So those are some really good things to do. If you're wanting to get your vibration up, because we're going to find out that vibration is everything. Frequency is everything. It is literally the secret to the universe. You know, Nikola Tesla says, if you understand that energy and vibration is the secret to the universe, then you understand the power that you have. So welcome. And I want to honor your time, and I want to get going on today's lesson. So I want everybody to say hi and introduce yourself so everybody knows that you're here. And I want us to talk about fear over faith. Right now, fear may be a really hot topic that's going on, and we're not going to put any more energy on fear than we absolutely need to, because I want to tell you, fear is just a decision, and we don't think that. We think that fear is thrust upon us, but fear is a belief. It's a behavior. It's a control. It's something that has been conditioned into us since a very early age, you know, and it's taken a long time for us to get into different areas of fear. We have been conditioned for a long time to fear certain things. But when you understand it's a decision, you can think a new thought and feel a different feeling. That is where your power comes. So we're going to talk about that today. So here's what we're going to talk about: fear originally, and then we're really going to talk about faith. But we're going to talk about what fear is, how it shows up, how once we understand it, we can control it, and the impact that it's actually having on our lives. So when we're little, okay, you guys, we get it. We're told to be fearful so we don't, like, die. You know, I mean, there's something outside of us, and we're out of control. It's something outside of us that we cannot control, and we think it's going to bring us physical harm. There really is a survival mechanism to this, and fear is not necessarily bad. It is going to tell us to run from a tiger. But we use fear right now. We use fear as grown-ups in such a negative, such a destructive way, and we don't even know that we're doing it. So what we put our focus on, we know this, most of us know the law of attraction, but whatever we put our focus on grows, right? So if we put our focus on fear, there's an energy that we're putting out, and that grows. And what happens is it gets bigger and bigger until we feel like it's an elephant sitting on our chest, and we feel like it's outside of us, and we have absolutely no control over it. And then what do? We try to find comfort in whatever way we can find. And that's a survival mechanism too. We withdraw, we veg out on screens or on TVs, we eat, we drink, we try to get away from it. We try to go back to comfort. We let fear have such a big impact on our lives because we don't understand how it works and we don't understand how we can control it. So fear, It's usually, and it almost always is the reason people do not make a decision. They're fearful. You don't make a decision because it's a different situation and you're fearful. And when we understand fear and we can actually understand how we can control fear, that helps us make better decisions and move toward that success that we've always wanted. So we're going to understand it and we're going to learn how to change it. And we're going to understand that whenever we're in a situation, a new situation, so I want to talk about that. We've got a current reality. We've got a current situation. And something new has reared its head. We've been offered an opportunity that we've never had, a new job, going somewhere else, doing something different. And it's something we've always wanted to do, but it's new, right? And it's different. So what we normally do is we normally make a decision and we get into a frequency, an energy, and we're uncomfortable because it's different. There's a reason that we call it a comfort zone. It is because we're used to that. And when we decide to step outside of our comfort zone and do something different, automatically we are going to start feeling this uneasiness. So I want to share with you one of the things Bob teaches, which is one of my favorite things, and this is my PowerPoint because I couldn't figure out how to do PowerPoint on Facebook. But this is called the terror barrier. Which way am I going? Okay, this is called the terror barrier. So I want you to look at that, and it's going to be up on the Facebook, but I want you to look at it. So we start out at the very, now I'm not pretty. Yeah, okay, we said that now I'm pretty. It's amazing what focus can do. Focus. Okay, that's another thing we're going to talk about. We're going to focus on new things. Okay, we start out on the left-hand side, and it says we're in bondage, which is just another word for comfortable. And that means we're thinking the same thoughts we've always thought. We're doing the same things we've always done. We get the same results we've always got, but we're comfortable because we're in the same vibration we've always been in. And then something happens. Something is given to us. We have a new opportunity. There's a coincidence that happened, and now we can grow. We can do something. And we're excited, and we want to do it. So we start thinking about it, and that's okay because it's going to stay in our conscious mind. It doesn't really do anything. It stays in our conscious mind, and we're excited about it because nothing has changed, right? We're still doing the same thing, acting the same way, getting the same results. We're just, think, okay, I could get my passport and I could really, travel the world. But then when we start internalizing it and we start thinking, oh my gosh, this may be true. I can apply for my passport. I can look online to get tickets. I can do something. I can really walk toward that plane and get on the plane. What happens is we are internalizing a new idea and a new vibration. We've never done it before. And because we've never done it before, it's unknown. And because it's unknown, it's uncomfortable. And we start having these vibrations in our body that we're going, oh, this is going to make me uncomfortable if I have to do something that I haven't ever done before. So now we are in this area where we have two different vibrations going on in our body. We have the old vibration of, I'm going to stay this way. I'm comfortable. It makes me feel okay. I'm not afraid because I'm not growing. I'm not doing anything. I'm stagnant. But my vibration is making me okay. Or I've got this new vibration, and oh my gosh, it's so exciting. And now we have two vibrations going on in your body at one time. And when I say this, I mean this literally. I mean this from science and quantum physics. And we're feeling very uncomfortable. And this is where we normally get to. We never get any farther than that. We think we want to do something. We want to take our lives to the next level. We want to be successful. We want to do that. And we get to this one space where that we've got two different vibrations going on internally in our body. And this is the struggle. And what do we always do? We jump back to bondage. We go, forget it. It's not worth it. I would never have made it. I didn't really want to do it. It costs too much money. Because we're uncomfortable over here, we have two different vibrations, we quit. And we jump back to bondage. We jump back to comfort. We jump back to what we know. And we think that we're okay. We now think we're safe because that vibration is not going on in our body. But let me tell you something. You're not safe there. Remember, we're either expanding or we're contracting. You're just contracting. You're morphing into something smaller than you really are. But what happens is we try it again and we get to this one level where we've got two vibrations going on in our body and we're uncomfortable. And that's the struggle. And we stop what we're doing and we jump back into bondage. I'm going to teach you how we get past that. And it's called the terror barrier. And it's this brick building, this brick wall. We are going to get by that brick wall. And the way you get by the brick wall is you understand it. You know that it's uncomfortable. You know what's coming. And you take one more step. And you take one more step. And you literally have to decide, I'm going to get through my fear. And it's one step at a time. And we're making the fear up anyway. Because we don't know what's going to happen. We use our imagination to come up with the wildest what ifs, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But we're not using our imagination to say this is going to work, but we have to take one step in front of the other and we get through this brick wall. It's called the terror barrier. And the other side of fear is freedom. We spend our entire lives on the wrong side of the brick wall. We are struggling and we live in fear and we can't stand it anymore. And then we give up and we go back to comfort. And then we go, oh my gosh, I know I'm worth more. I know I came here to do more. I'm going to try more. And you get up here and you have the two different vibrations. You don't know how to handle it. And you just stop. You're living in struggle the whole time. There's no fear. There's no freedom in that. When you learn how to get by that, that is where the freedom is. Freedom is on the other side of fear. We need to understand this to live our lives and to grow. We got to break through that barrier to get to freedom. And I want you to ask yourself, how would you feel if you literally could make decisions knowing you could get through that fear and then it becomes an ease and a flow? And this is a decision on anything. It can be on a relationship. It can be on changing jobs. It can be anytime you are growing, anytime it's different, you have to know that you're going to have a different kind of vibration. So how do we know that this is really what we want to do, right? We think we want to do it. We get up here and now we're in fear and now we're uncomfortable. There's a reason they call it the comfort zone, because we're numb. We're flat. What if we get here and how do we say, how do I know this? Well, here's the difference. There is something we have called intuition. It's our gut reaction. So if it's the first thing you think about. So if there's something that excites you and you want to do it, and the first thing you think about when you think about it is joy and that you want to do it and you're excited, that is your gut instinct. That is your instinct. That is your intuition. That's what I want you to really focus on. Because what happens next is you talk yourself out of it. And that's the fear talking. You're going to know which one is intuition and which one is fear. The intuition is the one you feel immediately. And when you think about it in a vacuum, you love it. The fear is your ego talking you out of it, right? You can't do it. Nobody's done it. It's unsafe. And I don't mean unsafe like you're going to be physically hurt. It's because it's different, right? And you are afraid of failure. You know what we're afraid of? We're not afraid of being eaten by tigers anymore. We're afraid we're going to fail. Afraid we're going to look stupid. We're afraid that what somebody's going to think about it. Oh my God, how many of us live our lives based on what people think about us? And here's the deal. You know, they're not even thinking about us. I think Eleanor Roosevelt said, you know, they're not even thinking about us. We're worrying about what they're thinking about us, and they're not even thinking about us. So fear is the second reaction we get to something. So understand that. Understand that the gut instinct, our intuition, is where we really want to go. You know, so we can choose to do this, and we need to start trusting coincidences. When something happens, you're invited to be in this group, you meet somebody, you know this is what you're supposed to do, start trusting your coincidences. They're the universe talking to you. They're winking at you. And we have to grab them, and we have to appreciate them, and we have to act on them. Because, you know, it's not that it's ever too late. It's just now we can actually access this magic and go after the goals and the dreams that we want to do. So when we understand the terror barrier and why it works and how to get through it, then we don't stay in the struggle. We get so tired of the struggle. I get so tired of the struggle. And we got to surrender. And oh my God, I used to hate that word. You know, I was a divorce attorney, and surrender meant I was not winning. I was giving up. And if you know me, I don't give up, right? If I don't win this way, I come this way. And if I don't win that way, I come straight at you. And I never gave up. And it was exhausting. But I understand the word surrender is totally different now than what I thought it was before. Surrender is not giving in to somebody else or giving in to somebody outside of me. Surrender is understanding there's a bigger picture and surrendering to the universe, to the coincidences, to those things out there that are tugging in our hearts that are telling us that this is what we're supposed to do. So, you know, we can do that in a moment. We can surrender. Take a big deep breath and just quiet your mind and say, now what do you want me to do? And you will be amazed at the coincidences that show up. We can't stay in that struggle. You know, and we have to love the freedom of making a decision. So let me tell you this. You're going to make a decision. You need a tribe to help you do that. You need a mentor to help you take you to the next level. We're going to get you to that next level. You're going to get on the other side of that brick wall, and you are going to find freedom. But you know what? It starts all over again because we are growing. You're going to want a bigger goal. You want to do something else. So you're going to grow into something else. You're going to want something else. It's different. It's unusual. It's uncomfortable. You're going to have those two kinds of vibrations going on in your body, but you've done it before. You've broken through the terror barrier once, and you know you can do it again. You know, it's you now have a past to look on. Right now, we get up to that struggle and we stop and we just bounce back. So having a tribe that's helping you through that, having a group and a community that is supportive of you, having a mentor that knows how to take you through that, those are all invaluable things to have to help you get through the terror barrier. So when you push past the terror barrier and you make a decision, that is the difference between success and failure. You know, this is called your success formula. I'm going to give you the exact formula to succeed. That formula is you have to make a decision, and you have to make a decision going through fear, not based on fear, going through fear. You're making a decision based on your intuition, on your instinct, on your love, on your passion. You're going through fear. And that's how we become successful. You know, fear is a prison of its own making. We are making this up. We are using our imagination to determine if we do that, oh my God, all these horrible things are going to happen. If I travel the world, I'm going to be kidnapped. I mean, we use our imagination, and we think we're doing it to protect us. We're doing it to stop us from going to that next level because it feels uncomfortable. So fear is just a prison of our own making, and there is a way to break out of that prison. There's a way to get to a place that there's no worries, there's no doubts, that you have faith, and that's what we're talking about now. We talked about fear and the terror barrier, and now we're going to talk about faith, and now we're going to talk about how we cement ourselves in the faith. And you guys, you have faith in stuff. You may not even know you have faith in stuff, but you have faith in religions, if you do. You have faith in people, or you have faith in systems. If you call 911, somebody shows up. You have faith in systems and governments. You know, the biggest thing you know what you have faith in is science. And you don't even realize that. Lynn McTaggart is an investigative journalist. She wrote The Field. I love the book. And it basically says, of all the stories we tell ourselves, the one that is most important is the one we tell ourselves about science. That what science tells us is true. And science is just a story told in installments. There's a new installment that makes the other installments not true. But we have faith in science. If science tells us to do something, we have faith in it. We have faith in Amazon. Hell, we order something, we know it's going to be there the next day. I'm amazed. How do they know that? Like they're outside my house and they're throwing it to me the minute I order it, which is a whole nother thing we talk about, is how they know what you're doing, but that's a whole nother thing. You know, we have faith in Ubers. We do an Uber thing, it comes, it picks us up, we have faith it's going to take us somewhere. We got to have faith in ourselves. We usually don't have faith in our own decision making, and that is based on the fact that we have to take polls and ask people's opinions because we don't trust ourselves. When we start working on our self-image and our self-confidence, and we start understanding that we got to listen to that intuition and break through the terror barrier, then we can have start having faith in all that. Let's talk about a roller coaster, right? So if you're falling off a cliff on a roller coaster, you have this feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm falling off a cliff, but you trust the fact that you're actually buckled in, that you're not going to fall out, and you enjoy it. You're excited. It goes down, it goes up. Your life goes down and up. You got to have faith that everything's okay. But that same feeling of falling off a cliff, if you don't have faith that everything's going to be okay, you get worried. There's lack. There's scarcity. Oh my God, it's not going to turn out. It's the same feeling. We just interpret it differently. You know, it's an interpretation of the outside that we can say, it's okay, I can handle this. You know, I've got tools in my tool belt. I got somebody that's going to help me go through this. I've got a community that helps me do that. You know, we just learned to have to interpret these things. Trust, faith is trust, confidence, and assurance to penetrate, and that we have to have faith in something that we can't see. If we see it, it's not faith. I have this iPhone. I don't have a faith that I have the iPhone. I have a faith in something I can't see. So faith is trust and confidence and assurance in something that is outside of a physical area. You know, I have faith in my knowing that this information works. I have faith that the people that I have taken through these programs, this has worked. This shit works. That's my husband's favorite saying. I mean, I think there's 3 or 4 people that are on the call right now that have gone through this program. I have faith that the process that we go through works, and that when you come out the other side, you're a new person. I want to read this to you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We've got to know, even if we can't see it, that we would not be feeling this. We would not be here. We would not want to take this next step if we didn't know that everything was going to be okay. You know, so you can borrow my faith in you and my faith in this material if you don't have that, because I have seen it for years and years. And millions of people have gone through this. This information has been around forever, since the beginning, ancient masters. It's been around in Think and Grow Rich since the 1930s. So it's made millions of millionaires. So you have to have faith and belief in some of this process. Faith is a belief that you have the power to do it. How many people want faith? Put your hand up. Say, yes, yes, amen, I want faith. Because it's a decision. It's not like we got to go somewhere and they're going to pour faith on us. It's a decision that we understand this process, and then we take one step and the universe shows us something else, and we take another step and the universe shows us something else. Faith is a magnetic power that attracts the answers to you. Oh my God, I love that. Faith is a magnetic power that attracts the answers to you, to your prayer. Prayer is the feeling. The feeling is the prayer. The prayer is not the words. It's not what you say. It's what you're feeling. So if you are feeling that this is going to work, that you are going to make it, that you know you're going to make it, that is what's going to happen. You know, Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And it's right. Faith means if you have faith this is going to work, it's going to work. If there is any doubt, it's not going to work. But we're not going to doubt, because we're going to take it one step at a time. I love this. Success reduced to its simplest trait is faith expressed in action. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Success reduced to the simplest trait is faith expressed in action. We have to have faith, and we have to take a step. Having faith and sitting in our chair, it ain't going to cut it. We have to take action. We have to put something in that GPS, and we have to actually start backing the car out before that lady's going to be bossing us around. Success in the simplest form is faith expressed in action. Dr. Robert Russell, who's not one of my favorites, but I found this quote. It says, faith is a mental attitude against where there is no possibility of contraindications. If you have faith, you have to be able to succeed. And if you don't have faith, you're not going to succeed. So that is why that is so important. And it is the opposite of fear. And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be faith 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this moment, when you make a decision, you make it on faith. Raising your faith, you can do that. You know, as you listen to things, as you become in alignment with your higher self, you know, listening to anything that makes you feel better. When you feel better, you're going to get an idea. You're going to get an instinct. You're going to get an intuition. When you're feeling better, that's when you need to start working on it. So you need to be aligned with your higher self, and you need to get in with a community of like-minded people. I had the absolute knowing that I was supposed to be doing this. So this was my passion to teach this. And I have been on this trail where I went this way and I went this way. But I absolutely know that there is a straight way to get there. And that straight way is following the natural laws of the universe. And they're not hard. And they go one right after the other, right after the other. You know, and when you start asking for ways out, when you start asking for answers, the universe starts answering those. It's when we get stuck in this, I don't even know. I know that there's something more, but I don't even know what it is. Start writing down. We're going to talk about that tonight. You know, we need to make a decision that we are going to make a change and that we are going to take a leap and we're going to take a chance on ourselves. We're going to invest in ourselves with our time, our money, our passion. We are going to make an investment to make our lives so much better. Here's the what ifs. We go, what if it doesn't work, right? What if it doesn't work? Okay, write those down. I don't care, because the law of polarity is going to show you exactly what is happens. What if it doesn't work? Okay, you know, I'm no worse off than I am now. But what if it does work? I now have tools that I can keep with me the rest of my life. I had a lady in Houston. She was a nurse at the intensive care unit in Houston in the middle of the pandemic, working 12-hour days. And she took my class, and I refused to let her stop. So we planned it around when she could get off. And she said to me, it's the only thing that kept her sane. Because she said, I had tools in my tool belt. I had arrows in my quiver that I could use every second of every day to make myself feel better. To have faith, I could get through it. This stuff, when you learn it, you learn it forever. You internalize it. It becomes you. You know, so what if this stuff works? What if you go after your dream? What if you're successful? And that's going to be our homework for tonight. I want you to write as many what ifs as you possibly can. What if you get your dream? What if you're a millionaire? What if you find the love of your life? What if you get that cabin in Colorado by the river? What if? And you're going to start feeling these feelings and you're going to get so excited. That is the intuition. That is your higher self telling you this is what you're supposed to do. Fear is not that. Faith is knowing what you're supposed to do and just take one step in front of the other. So our homework tonight is, and we're right at 30 minutes. Our homework tonight is write in cursive, front of the page, what if? What if this shit works, right? What if I make a decision to take my life to the next level and it explodes? Because how many times in our lives have we stopped at the brick wall? Because almost all the time we've stopped at the brick wall. You've got to take a leap. I've got this, I should bring it in. I've got a plaque that says, but what if I fall? Oh, but darling, what if you fly? You know, what if this shit works? I'm telling you, it works. So write your what ifs. What if everything you want comes into being? And just write a couple of words. What if? It's joyful. It's bliss. It's community. You know, it's feeling like you belong. It's feeling like you're connected to source. What if all of this stuff works? So tomorrow, woohoo, we're going to talk about decisions. We're going to put all of this together and how you can make huge decisions in your life to be successful in every area that you want to be. tomorrow, who we're also going to draw for anybody that sent me things, anybody that has put I'm registered on theirs. If you haven't already said done or let me know that. My lovely husband is going to cut everybody's name and put them in little things, and we're going to have a drawing tomorrow. So woohoo, you got to be there for that. There's some bonuses that are going to happen. Tomorrow is a great day. Tomorrow puts everything together. And then Friday is question and answer day. It's a question and answer on anything that we've covered. It's putting stuff together. It's helping you understand how we implement these things. And so the next 2 days are really good, and they're really important because you're going to be given options and opportunities, and there's coincidences that are going to show up that I want you to really think about from your heart. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Put your fur babies on. I want to see your fur babies on your success formula. I want to see cups, and I want to see sayings that you have on your house. I'm going to go take some more pictures of mine. And I want to see you here tomorrow, and I want to tell you how much I am so excited that we're on this journey together. So thank you. And until tomorrow, this is Paula Casey. Hey, this is Paula Casey. Real quick, I want to share a couple of things with you. I have a great Facebook group. It's called Your Success Formula. In a couple of weeks, we are going to be doing another training of all of my best information. And it is free. It is 5 days of training. It is going to take you from where you are to where you want to be as far as making a decision to be successful in your life and getting the tools that you need to be successful. So go to Facebook, Your Success Formula, and join my Facebook group. Woohoo, I would love to have you. And also, I want to remind you, go to Amazon and get my book, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction. It's a great book, and it will really help you take your life to the next level. Thank you. This is Paula Casey. And we are back. I hope that was something that was helpful and that will be helpful in the future. I hope it's something that actually touched you and made you understand the power that you possess, the power that runs to and through you, the power that comes from Source. You know, the only thing we need to do is take a big, deep breath and get aligned with Source. And that is where the faith and the love comes. I want to wish you a wonderful week. I want to thank you for sharing your time with me. I want to tell you that I know that we together are going to be fine, and we are going to spread this love that we all have. So as I always say, that Ram Dass says, we are just walking each other home, and I am so thrilled that I get to be a part of your journey. So until next time, this is Paula Kid Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.